the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. Pastor Chuck Allen here with another weekday podcast. You know, over in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, Paul reminds us, "And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus." Now, we take that for granted. I mean, we all do. But a lot of that is the fact that we need to take our own life as Paul does and recognize that God truly will and God truly does supply all of our needs from his riches. And we receive that. And we've been given that through Christ Jesus, which would cause us to want to own our own spiritual growth and our spiritual development. You know, as followers of Jesus, it's crucial that we take our personal responsibility for our spiritual growth and for our discipleship. You see, while the church plays a super important role in equipping and providing opportunities, ultimately, the onus is on each of us to do what we're supposed to do. Own our responsibilities to grow up and become more like Christ. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that simply showing up for church service or, you know, paying some type of, gift here or there is just, okay, my penance, if you will. But God's called us to so much more. He invites us into this lifelong journey of transformation that requires our active participation and our intentionality. I mean, the very first step in recognizing the incredible provision that God's already placed in our life, just recognize that for what it is. He is our provision. And each of us has this uniquely crafted, and each of us have this uniquely equipped way in which our Creator has wired us with our temperaments and traits, gifts and resources, all to fulfill what His plan is. But rather than comparing ourselves to others or lamenting what we lack, let's just open our eyes to the full potential in which God has already entrusted to you. My friend, God's called you to an extraordinary journey, and He longs to provide you everything you need to do that. You see, from there, we can learn to steward those resources wisely and wildly. I mean, this means organizing our lives in such a way that God can spend us for His glory and for the good of others. Our spiritual gifts, talents, our experiences, our possessions aren't ultimately for our own benefit, you see, but they're there to serve and bless folks around us. And as we invest in others, we'll find ourselves enriched in return. So let us embrace our unique God-given calling. I believe it's essential for us to experience this wonderful life in Christ, this spiritual growth and discipleship. As we really embrace Philippians 4:19, that God does indeed supply our needs, let us not forget that we've been given those in Christ Jesus. So our job is to grow to become more like Christ Jesus so that we can experience all of that joy now. So what does it look like for you to do you in this season and to grow up in Christ? Well, ask yourself, what gifts and resources has God placed in my hands right now, and how might God want to use them for His kingdom? Sometimes they feel like they're tiny things. Will they really make a difference? The answer is absolutely yes. Don't wait for a bigger platform. Don't wait for a more ideal time. Start small, but start now. Trust in God. Just go ahead. Trust Him to multiply whatever your offering is to the Lord and let Him do something marvelous with it. Take ownership of your spiritual growth. It's not about striving in our own strength. Golly, every time I do, I go backward. But leaning into the empowering presence of God's Spirit. And when we do that, we can embrace our unique identity and calling in Jesus. We can seek to steward all that He's given us for His glory, and we can experience the abundant life Jesus came to bring us. Let's encourage one another on this journey today of us, well, doing us, but growing to become more like Him and all that He's created us to be. And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from His glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Let's get after it, friend. God bless you, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.